We can learn from Whitman today, every human being is important. That the Iraqi war is obscene. Not just bad for America, it's obscene. The deaths not only of good young American kids, but of scores of thousands of Iraqi men. Why? For what purpose? It was not World War II, which was a horrible thing to begin with. There is no such thing as a good war. I wrote that book, The Good War. I was in quotation marks because the adjective of the noun don't fit. We've learned that if one thing, immediately now, the war in Iraq is obscene, would be obscene to Walt Whitman. The only word it could describe us, I mean, what is the most nasty word you could think of? Obscene. Mindless, of course. Arrogance. The opposite of Whitman, who embraced the world. And so I wish there were more Whitman, and also not just reading him, but talking about him. This matter of the trades and the work and the jobs they do. The non-celebrated. See, he celebrates the non-celebrated. Our appreciation of life itself is what he wants to. Now, here, this place, this moment, you know, you can talk of the hereafter all you want, but this moment, now, what you do, how you act, whom you hurt or help or don't hurt or don't help, yourself. Of myself, I sing. Yeah. He embraces the world, you see. But I would, of course, I'd use profanity, whereas he's a poet. He's always pertinent and relevant, but today more so than ever. This is embracing the world instead of bring them on. We have a young Neanderthal. We speak of the neocons and neolibs. They're neo-Neanderthals at work. They are, you know. You realize we can blow up the world and they can blow us up, and our ancestors will be our children's children's children will be like our fathers' 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 fathers were. They'll be in caves. No more civilization as we know it. And they'll come out. Our children's children's children, if the nuttiness prevails, and of course someone's going to drop it somewhere, we are the most feared nation in the world. Whitman saw us the most beloved nation in the world. And if it comes to worse, we can bomb the shit out of the world, destroy it, but then we can be destroyed in the process too. And so all of us and our quote-unquote enemies who are everywhere, enemies of people who are not us, and it's precisely the opposite of Whitman. Those us, those others are us, is Whitman is saying. And so imagine then a nightmare that is anti-Whitman. If the world blows up, our children's children's children will come out of caves with bull-eyed on back and club in hand, and they'll see this darkness, and they'll be scared. And there'll be Neanderthals, and they'll say, there's a tribal memory. And that tribal memory will emerge certain words, and they'll say, Shakespeare. Who dat? You know? Ode on a Grecian urn. What that? Leaves of grass. What? Where? Where is it? Who? It could be that. In other words, it could be anti-Whitman. Whitman is the opposite of all that. He's saying it's grand, the life, the grandness of everyday life, breathing, of living, of doing. The grandness of the ordinary things and of the work and the pride in it and all that is there. So I especially am enamored of Whitman.